of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning, coming up on 908. Got the clouds here in 12 degrees, Tuesday, January 4th in full swing. Time to talk some real estate with our good friend Steve Dietrich, Sherry Bell from Action Realty. Good morning, folks. Good morning. See you in. Happy New Year.
You bet.
Happy New Year.
Are you guys into resolutions?
Not so much.
Not so, yeah, I'm, you know, I no, think the no. older you get, I think that kind of fate goes by the wayside.
Yeah, we started something, a few of us girls at the office. Now we have a word for the year.
Okay.
So we have a word.
All right.
Well, mine is hopeful.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is happy.
Well, that's awesome.
It's just time to get happy. I don't care what else is going on. Mine is happy, so I love that.
Love
just let's take a word and stick to that. Well, I did get an email come through this morning with a question. We're going to save till next week because I thought today we would do an Action Realty 2021 kind of year in review thing. And as you two look back over the local real estate market over 2021, what did it look like? Was it good? Was it kind of neutral? Was it on the downslide? How did it look in 2021?
You know, it was a very strong market.
Good.
Very strong. Interest rates were at a great low. And, we didn't have a lot of inventory because they were selling just so fast. But, we're still seeing that evidently. So.
Well, and that leads me to my next question, too. Is there more buying or more selling going on in 2021?
Well, I guess you got to have the sellers to get the buyers to go. But, we just, I guess we take them one at a time. And, and like Sherry said, things are still selling fairly quickly, although I got to be careful because we have some houses out there that haven't sold. And, for one reason or another, I just kind of got to single those out and try to figure out why.
I was going to ask you that. Does it make you feel good when you drive around? There's all those Action Realty signs out in the yards?
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Especially if there's a pending or sold sign.
I love that. And we'll get to that next week, too. We'll cover the different terms, pending and sold, and the difference between the two. Don't slap me for bringing this up. But did COVID, I'm to the point where I even hate saying the word. Did COVID have an effect at all on the market in 2021?
When COVID first hit, I really anticipated that, it could get ugly. And I myself was pretty worried. But it really didn't affect us a whole lot. I think we kind of just adjusted like everything else. And, we made it work.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad when any business locally tells me that. So looking ahead in 2022, things looking pretty good. Are you optimistic as you look ahead into the new year?
Well, I think interest rates are always a key player in some of this stuff. And right now, they might go up a little bit, not a lot. And so I hope that's not a factor in the market. It's going to be all about listings, properties coming up for sale. I would say prices are definitely very strong and steady at this point. So from a seller's perspective, it's certainly a good time to, be a seller. And at the same time, with interest rates low, it's not a bad time to be a buyer either. So it sort of offsets each other again.
Well, I know you two keep a close eye on what's going around the region, too. What's happening? How do things look on a state level and regional level as far as real estate? Things looking pretty solid there, too?
I think so. We're all kind of in the same boat. We're short of inventory. Looking for listings, and we have buyers. But I think we're all kind of in that same situation.
Fantastic. And I want to remind people, too, you're always looking for young real estate agents or real estate agents in general. I shouldn't just say young. Anybody wanting to get into the business.
Exactly.
You're always looking to bring people on board, right?
That's right. And if you have any questions about, what we do day to day or what our routine is like, just give us a call. We can answer the questions and see if it's a fit.
All right. And speaking of answering questions, we will get to the questions on next week's edition. Steve, Sherry, anything else you want to add before we wrap it today?
No, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Looking forward to seeing you in 2022. Love this segment. Talking with Steve Dietrich and Sherry Bell from Action Realty. And we do this every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
with an arrow. A gravel lot chock full of toolbox trucks, making their happy hour way home. When guys like me lose girls like you, that's where we run to. They got whiskey.